Baruch Hashem, we have not completed learning class 20 and learning about the fifth Akdama that Hashem wants us to be Eisim B'Sibus, what we call the Shtadlus. We have an obligation to do that. That's the Hashem works through Sibus, through causes, and that we have to become part of it. The question is, how do we choose the Shtadlus? How do we know how to choose? So we have Baiter, the Bachel tells us again, give a look how Hashem created us. A person should ask himself, how does Hashem create me? With physically, how to create it mentally, what talents they have, and focus on that. And that's the type of hashtals he should be doing. So he says like this. He says in this class that by choosing it, the Yisbel Moskos Midros, he should be savable. He should take its sweetness and its bitterness. Vayokotz, and Shabbos is discouraged. Kishimonu and Ataref, sometimes the Taref is not coming to him. That means he's working and he's not getting the Taref, the sustenance of food, clothes, and housing that he needs. It's just eat him in sometimes. Achivtach Belekim, she trusts in Hashem, she asks for a Taref, she trusts in Hashem that he will give him his Taref all the days of his life. So here, as we learned in the classes, we clearly that with the betachon we have that Hashem will surely feed us, it's possible at times that Yimon, there could be a delay. So we should realize it's not the sibah, it's not the shtadlus that's delaying it. We have to look to Hashem and ask Hashem to give us the Hashem wants us to daven better, Hashem wants to do mitzvahs better, or strengthen the betachon that's coming from him. It's not the Siba, it's not the business that we're doing, it's not the work that we're doing, it's giving it to us. And these are times that we strengthen it, it's only Hashem, and then Hashem gives it to us what we need. So I want to share with you two stories that bring this out in a very powerful way. A friend of mine shared with me a story. They know there was an accountant, and this accountant was in the accounting business. And he was, but as his friends were making a lot of money, or they were successful in the accounting and making the tariff from Zayne, for reasons he couldn't figure out, he wasn't getting the business that we were getting, the clientele weren't good, he was struggling. Then, his parents were becoming older, this is going for years, and there was a discussion in the family what to do with one of the parents. Some of the children opted to take the parent, and put him in an old age home. And he said, no, let's keep it out of aim. And he took upon himself to take care of his aging parent. From that point on in, suddenly his accounting business got good. Like I'm laughing, because suddenly he knows how to count. So obviously, it became very successful. The story clearly indicates that there wasn't exactly what Rebbe Bach is saying here. When a person is saying a shtadlus, it's not the shtadlus that is giving him the money. It's Abish giving the money. He's just making the vessel. He's just doing the sibah through which Hashem will give him the money. In this case, there was a delay. The obviously the shtadlus, the counting was a proper shtadlus in the world of making sibahs. And that's why other people were making a livelihood from there. So for whatever reason, there was a blockage. So that's what it means. A person should not become kotz. He should not become disillusioned, discouraged by the fact he wasn't making it. Actually, he sees that it was a mitzvah that he had to do. There was something about his betachon that he had to get strong, or a mitzvah that he had to look close to Hashem. And that released the bracha that they wanted to the same accounting that wasn't working before. So this is a story that shows us, as we're making a sibah, remember, making a sibah is the fifth of the five agdamas. The fourth one is doing Hashem's ratzon. Hashem was our ratzon. His ratzon was to have money. So when he did the Hashem's ratzon within full force, and he went above and beyond his limitations to taking his parent, even situation when his other siblings felt they couldn't handle it, that brought out the Eibush to give him the bracha that he needed in this very same siba that he was doing before. So this is a good indication of what does it mean when a person is going through and he has a siba. The siba is nothing wrong with the siba. Elomai, whatever is not working, that's what Rabbi Bach is saying. Do not become discouraged. miksasa itim. There's a maniyah, because the maniyah is not because of the not because of the sibah that he's doing. He has to have a stronger betachon close to Hashem. This is one type of story. Another type of story is the other way, another extreme. And there was a young man, and he was struggling in his business. And his friends got together to open up a business that he saw was selling phones. In those days, there was a thing called a BlackBerry. And they got hold of him at the BlackBerry distribution ship and set up a nice store, a nice sibah through which Abish would give him brachas. And that was about the time when the iPhones came out. And suddenly, the BlackBerries were not something that was selling because everyone wanted iPhones. The point of the second story that I'm trying to share, sometimes you have to make sure that in the second story, it brings out, like we said in the share about a farmer, if it's not raining or things not growing, we're talking about when there's a sibah, when there's a proper sibah team being made, they're not yokuts. But what happens in searching when the people are not buying BlackBerries? Obviously, that's not a sibah. And for whatever reason, Hashem wanted him to go through that test. And again, he just looked to Hashem for his parnasa, but the sibah that he was doing is something which is became out and not a sibah anymore. So this gives us a lesson that we have to choose the sibah according to what the Eibishter wants us to do. And it's not the sibah that's giving us the money. So Hashem gives us the money, and we go with that bracha. We go with that idea. And how do we prove it? Because we do Torah mitzvahs, and we do Hashem wants, and Hashem will do it to return, gives us all the bracha, and gives us a success. Even if at times there is some delays, but ultimately we see only great amounts of bracha, like Yehudim, Mas'ayr, V'simcha, V'sasa, V'kar, Kein Tiyalonu.